SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on a Monday night. Probably like the first Carver and Lisi Monday night show we've done in like 5 months. Might be. Maybe the second. A couple weeks ago we did, right? And now we're back here for the long haul on Mondays, of course. As we have a very busy night tonight, there is a lot going on. A lot of live stuff. There's a ton of NBA tonight. I've already heard Joe right before the show came on say something like, you think we could get this out of Bradley Beal tonight? I know he's got the bounds for, I think it's AD. AD had like 11 bounds in the first quarter tonight in that Laker Hornet game. Hold on, we're getting there. So we have lots of live action. There's college basketball. There's one game I love tonight. Why? Because system play tonight. We have a system play in college basketball to look at. There's even golf on the TGL. We've got Tiger and Rory down hitting the balls in the screens down in Florida. So that's on the table as well. Of course, we're going to talk about our Super Bowl matchup if we have to after and Sunday's games. So we will discuss all of that as well. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Gutless. I want to slam Dalton Kincaid, okay? I want to slam him, all right? Absolutely gutless on multiple levels. Guy couldn't get into the end zone, cost me a lot of coin. I sent you the ticket, and on top of it, what a gutless effort. I mean, the guy dives and hits off his hand. I mean, come on. I mean, forget the Bills lost. I mean, I told you that was going to happen on Friday, and I'm sorry. You know, I feel the pain with you, my brother. I feel it. We're both in agony together, okay? But that Dalton's Kincaid, I mean, what a gutless effort. They should scrape him out. He should never see the field again.
Yeah. And you know, Joe, it's – I don't really have one specific thing. Like, I think it's a combination of a lot of things why they lost. And Kincaid obviously was one of them. I mean, he's part of the crew that these guys that Bean has drafted, especially with some high picks, you know, these are the guys that are supposed to show up and support Allen in these big games. And the reason I you probably heard the promo, I was screaming about this with Scotty today. Like
that was coast to coast.
That was from coast to coast today. The reason why the Bills lose these games every year to the Chiefs in the playoffs is, I think you'll agree with me. And I know you were trying to bust my horns the other night, but you know it's true. You watch the games. You've watched all these games. Allen can play heads up with Mahomes. He could play heads up with Patrick Mahomes. This is not, and I know everyone makes it that. It's a quarterback league. The quarterbacks are the stars. The quarterbacks are the ones who have to wear the scarlet letters when they lose and get all the glory when they win. But he could play heads up with Pat. This is not an Allen Mahomes thing. This is the reason why this has ended the way it has, poorly again for Bill fans last night, is because the guys that the Chiefs put around Patrick Mahomes make the plays in the big spots, and the guys that the Bills have put around Josh Allen, they do not. And specifically, Joe, high first-round picks. You spend a first-round pick on Dalton Kincaid. That guy sucks. Kamar Elam, that corner that they brought in when Benford got hurt, watch him getting burned and posted all over the field in the first half. It was disgraceful. I mean, Joe, all these guys. And where do the Chiefs? The Chiefs get huge plays from Chris Jones.
I know.
They get huge plays from Xavier Worthy. They get huge plays.
Juju.
They are
Juju. Oh, man, Juju.
Juju. They are so good at drafting and supplementing Mahomes with talent that, yes, he's great. Well, Allen's great, too. The difference is coaching and drafting. And the Chiefs are light years ahead of the Buffalo Bills in that department.
No, you're right. And I'll give props to two Bills because they showed up yesterday. Matt Collins, oh, guy's a gamer, and James yeah. Cook. Let me tell you, those guys
Cook was outstanding.
Put them on another island with Allen, okay? You want to play, and Allen hasn't turned the football over, you know, against the Bills, right? So that's another thing. Here's the problem. Watching the game play out, right? 32-29, game on the line. What's with the play call? Like all right. Yeah. You know, what's with the drive? They run Ty Johnson wide to start the drive.
Like, Cook wasn't on the field. The entire drive. He wasn't on the field. Like,
But you're telling me, and to your point, James Cook had 49 yards receiving. You're telling me you couldn't dump that off the way they did in the late in the fourth quarter, a little pop pass. The guy ran it 30 yards, and I wish, and I'm so mad because I had James Cook, 25. If I would have put Cook instead of that gutless performer Kincaid, I probably would have hit a grand slam yesterday, and I got mesmerized with the anytime touchdowns that I got off the beaten path. I'm sick, really, because we talk about. We know I've had some big hits, right? And I know you on the team level. But to be in that game and be perplexed because, you know, we always talk, you take the cash out, do you not take the cash out? You know, yesterday was the day I let it ride and it bit me. But to go back and watch the game and I still had life thinking, okay, Josh at worst ties the game up, right, Carver? And at worst, they tie it up. You think they have that? And then they go for it. If they could get it within the 30, they'll go for the kill shot, and that could open up Kincaid anyway, right? Maybe I get a miracle in Arrowhead. But where is James Cook? Why do you run Ty Johnson and start the drive, second and 12, and then Amari Cooper on a pop pass? The guy's got a 4.840.
To be fair, though, you watch, and I know this, all the gurus have broken this down today. That actually, they all say, was a great play call, and that Karlaftis prevented probably either a touchdown or a huge gain because there was.
They ran it to the short side of the field. They ran it to the short side.
Passed. If Cooper breaks that, and you know I need Cooper too for a touchdown in that game.
But there was to the short side. Everything is to the short side.
They picked the worst game. They picked the wrong time, the worst game. To have their worst offensive line play, their worst defensive line play, and their worst coaching play calling game of the entire season. The Bills were so good all year at doing the little things and not making mistakes, all of that. They were their worst in all three of those areas last night. All three. Brady's worst game. Joe, look, you know I love it. I think after the 12th time, and I thought he got the first down on the 4th-and-1 at 22-21. Right. But you know what, Joe? At the 12th time, it wasn't working. Like, you were only getting a half a yard. Like, you needed to go to something else at that point. Enough with moving them to the left
not even
and jamming them in the line.
It's not even a tush-push, though. They weren't even getting under him. It was Josh Allen doing, like, a sneak onto the side.
But that's been their play, and it has worked. But guess what? It didn't work, like, 12 times last night it didn't work. Like, it just kept insisting on running it, and that is where, you know, you lose. I would have preferred Josh and shotgun just trying to make something happen that way, as opposed to running the same thing you've run 11 times before and it was stopped every time, whether he had it or not, which he did, but I don't care.
Gone, McDermott?
I don't know. He's never gone. I'll tell you what I think about that. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. We're just getting going on a Monday night. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here on a Monday night. Quickly, Joe, and then we'll get back into this. I just wanted to, because I didn't get to do this at the beginning. Lakers up 59-51 on the Hornets at the half in Charlotte. True. AD with 23-12 in the first half.
Yeah, good. That's good. And the game is tight.
14 bounds? Is that what you said to me?
14? Yeah, but I got a crazy parlay. Because I lost yesterday with the crazy one, I put in some crazy stuff. So the odds of me hitting with just AD tonight are nuts. So.
Okay. Cavs are up 10 on the Pistons, 55-45. Rockets and Celtics are tied at 35. The Nets are up on Sacramento, 34-26. Magic lead the Heat by 4. Jimmy Butler suspended indefinitely now. He's finished.
Where's he going to go? You think he can go to the Knicks?
No, he's not going to go to the Knicks. It sounds like it's either going to be Phoenix or Dallas some way, somehow, with like these crazy four or five team trades to make the money work. Apparently, Milwaukee's going to be involved. The Bulls are going to be involved. There's going to be several teams, Joe, that are going to be involved in this thing in terms of getting them. That the Knicks lead the Grizzlies by 7. Raptors up 2 on the Pelicans. Bulls Nuggets just underway. Hawks T-Wolves just underway. Wizards, Mavs, Bucks, Jazz, and Clippers, Suns all later on in the night. As far as the college basketball this evening, there is a couple of games. Michigan up 1, Joe, 65-64 on Penn State with under 5 minutes to go in that game.
I had Penn State.
You have Penn State? Getting five,
yeah, and
five
a crazy 8.5. 8.5 I got.
Iowa up 1. They just started, really. They're only 8 minutes in. Iowa up 11-10 on Ohio State. Duke is going to start in like 15 minutes, Joe. They're laying 21.5 against NC State tonight. That is a big number. I know NC State's not that great
this year.
I like
NC State plus the 21.5.
Three tutties and a hook, huh? You're in on it. You're in on the three touchdowns.
Here's what I got. I got a wheel play. I got AD for 14 pounds. Penn State plus the 8.5. Cade Cunningham with 3 threes. He's got 0. De'Aaron Fox for 30, he's got 12. McCollum for 4 threes, he's got 1. Zach LaVine for 35, he's got none. Randall Julius for 25, he's got 7. NC State plus the 21.5, and the cherry on top, UCLA money line over USC.
I like UCLA tonight also, Joe. I'm in on UCLA.
That pays, ready?
Yeah.
On a $50 bet, $376,021.97.
I just realized because I'm listening to you and I'm watching things, I'm looking at stuff, and then I'm listening. Yeah, you rang off. Like, you must have rang off 6, 7, 8 things there.
Well, nine legs.
Then you said the number at the end, and I go, yeah, there you go. That makes sense. We do have tonight also late night, 10:30 East tip, system play. Arizona unranked at home. Favored over number 3, 17-2, Iowa State. That is an absolute, no doubt about it, run to the window with Arizona situation tonight,
All
Joe.
Right.
Arizona tonight against the Cyclones out in the desert. Let's go,
All
baby.
Right. I sort of like that. Now, I don't know. Did UCLA cover the other night against Washington? They laid 5.5.
Hold on a second.
It was an 11 o'clock Friday night game.
Yeah, that was on Friday, that game, right? Hold on.
Yeah.
Bring up my Big Ten schedule that I have. They won by 5.
Wow. On the number.
It was 5.5, so Washington covered, yeah.
Interesting.
Depending on when you got it. Yep. So
meanwhile,
that's where that's at.
Same usual suspects, same hacks letting me down again. 5 threes for Hero tonight. He's got none. 4 threes from Malik Monk. He's got none. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
you know, that Monk, that Monk had a huge night against the Knicks on Saturday. Malik's Monk.
No threes, though. He had no threes, though. He had
25
three
plus points, though, right? He had 25 points in the game. This Towns, he's too much, too. You bet the guy Towns, he does a lot. You don't bet him, he does nothing. It's just amazing.
Can I get this Max Struess to come in?
Max Struess. Can you get the Struess, man? Yeah, why not? Let's get Strus.
I don't know. This hero is going to let me. I'm going to be upset if he doesn't come through.
Hey, hero.
I'm searching now. After losing that yesterday, it's just like a punch in the belly. Really is. Matias said, if I know you were hinging on Kincaid, I would have told you he's gutless. Easier said than done when you're going up and down the field. Like
Stonehands.
When you got Matt Collins and Curtis Samuel catching balls out of nowhere, you know, I thought for sure on that Curtis Samuel play that maybe Kincaid could weed himself open, but no, that wasn't.
I'll tell you, Joe, I can't believe that the only guy that didn't hit the four quarterback touchdown parlay was Allen. I would have said no way. The only guy that didn't. We talked about the four quarterbacks one day last week, and
I know.
And three of the four hit, and Mahomes had two, and Hurts had
three.
Well,
Donnie, here's the thing. So we have this thing on the segment of Pro Football Today. Sell me something. So I went out with these crazy bets. So last week was all four quarterbacks to score with Lamar and Josh Allen and Hurts, and Stafford was 39-1. So on a $100 bet, it paid $407,000, and two of the four came in. So I did this week, I said, what if I do two for Hurts, two for Daniels, two for Allen, and one for Mahomes? And Donnie goes, what if Mahomes scores twice? What would that pay? And Allen for one. And I didn't do it. I got, you know, and sure enough, Allen didn't score, but still.
Allen didn't score. Allen killed all quarterback parlays. Allen crushed all by not being able to get a half a yard couple times at the one. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. Here on a, what is it, Joe? Monday. It's a Monday night here. By the way, potentially our first upset of this TGL, this golf simulator thing. In fact, every match the first few weeks has been blowouts. This is the first close match that we've had. It's 3-2. Tiger's team is up on Rory's team, and they're going to be going to the 14th. I think Tiger needs to make this to chop the hole. Or whoever's in right, who's on right here? They dropped the hammer. Whatever that's about. Tiger's got to make this to half the hole. And we'll see if he can. But this has been a good one so far at the TGL. All right, Joe, let's get back to a couple things from before. Because I think that you were asking me as we were going to break something about McDermott. Is that what you were saying when we were going to the break?
Yeah, you
the first
think he's
time?
Gone? I mean, is this enough to get him gone?
He's not going to be gone. That I could tell you. Now, there's a different... I actually thought, and you know that I've had a lot of problems with McDermott in the past about how he is coached in some of these games. From a coaching scared standpoint, I do not think he did that last night for the first time in one of these big games against the Chiefs. I actually thought he kept the foot down, went on all the fourths, and you could even say maybe he was, of course, it's always after the fact. Everyone always wants these guys to go for two, do this, do that. And then when they do it and they miss, they're accused of not knowing what they're doing and chasing points. Because obviously, Joe, when they got that penalty on the extra point when they had 16, they went for two to make it 21-18. They thought they could get that was the first time they tried the dopey push thing. And it didn't work on that two-point conversion. And then they chased points the rest of the time. Do the math. It probably could have been 31-31 at the end if they didn't do that and chase those around. But that's either here nor there. I thought from that aspect, he had his best playoff game. But the problem is, once again, Joe, and this is what falls on his shoulders as being a defensive-minded head coach, the Chiefs scored the most points they've scored all year. They had not scored 32 points.
You knew that. Well, yeah. When they get pushed in, when they you got to expect in a playoff game with the chips in the middle of the table that offense, for no matter what, is going to be humming, right? Don't you? You can't take it for granted.
Yeah, but Joe, you can't take it for granted, but you also can't give up, you know, 30 plus to them every single time. This was the stat I was looking for. The 32 points were a season high. Kansas City had 9 drives. The Bills defense got stops on 2 out of the 9 drives. The fumble was not forced by a Bill. That was a mistake by Mahomes. Now, yes, the Bills capitalized and jumped on the football, but they did not force that fumble. In fact, their defensive line didn't smell Mahomes the entire day. None of those guys. Rousseau,
Ed Oliver,
Von
bad
Miller,
game. Oliver.
Oliver had a bad game. The whole defensive line had an awful game. Allen's 0-4 against Kansas City. In the 4 games, the Bills averaged 28 points scored. So Allen scored 4+ touchdowns in all these games. 1,300 yards, 11 touchdowns, and only 1 turnover in the 4 games. The Bills have given up 38, 42, 27, and 32 in those games. Like, Joe, can you hold them under 30? You know, like, honestly, like, can you keep them? This is a team that didn't, this isn't the Chiefs from 4 years ago or 3 years ago who were a high-powered offense with Tyreek Hill. This team didn't score 30 points all year, and you let them score 32 points in this game. It's always going to be on Allen, but could someone else help him out at some point? Anyone want to help him?
Here's the problem, Carver. The problem is this. You're right. Can somebody help him out? But the defense we knew going in was exposed in games, right? The Rams exposed them. Detroit in the loss. I mean, St. Brown had 198 yards in the loss. You knew that wide receivers could exploit them. So my point is, when you're going up against a guy that you've never beat in the playoffs, even though you beat them in the regular season, they still put up 21, and you got to expect they're going to do at least 30% better than that at home.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. Just a couple other things, Joe, and then I will get into, we'll move on from some of this stuff, but you just knew. Well, look, Joe, like I said to you on Friday, I know you weren't like listening, like this, I've been doing this my whole life. Like, this isn't like, I didn't think that last night was as bad as the 13-second game. I still think the 13-second game, I get that was divisional, this is title game, it was one step away, you know, you could factor all those things in. I'm sure that you'll tell me, you know, they would have lost to Burrow just like the Chiefs lost to Burrow after the 13-second, you know, all these things, whatever. But in terms of being that close to beating that team, you know, they weren't closer last night than they were in the game a couple years ago. That was, you'd have the lead with 13 seconds to play after a great drive by Allen. You should win the game. It's just, this is the same thing. I've always dealt with this. I think it's, I'm not saying it becomes easier, but when you've never won and all you've known, you've never seen the team get to the top and they've kind of beaten you down into, you always know how it's going to end. You set yourself up for the expectations before it goes down. You know, expect the worst and you're never disappointed is sometimes how you have to play with it. And if I was in my 20s and they lost a game like that, I'd probably take it a lot harder when I used to be not more invested, but like, you know, it was a higher priority in my life. Like, I would go out every Sunday. I with the guys. I'm watching the game. I'm living and dying with the game. I'm all, you know, now obviously I'm still watching every game, Joe, but it's different now. You know, like, let me tell you something. That loss last night was it was out of my hands at 3 a.m. when the little guy's up with 103 fever. You know, like, you're not as you. you lose, that's got to go away real quick when you get older. And that's the, you know, you can't let it hang with you like you used to maybe when you were younger. So, you know, it sucks, but it is what it is, man. You just, you gotta keep going and hopefully there's another time.
Yeah, it's just tough. I mean, I'll take this
as painful as this is, and this sucks, but I would still take this over the 17, 18 straight years I did of 3-13, 5-11, 4-12, 3-13. That is painful because there's zero hope whatsoever. At least they've given me a ride.
You think they can get back next year?
I don't know. I think that's where I was going to wrap this up with you. I don't have faith in, I really do believe this. And I know on the surface, he had nothing to do with the game, but really he had everything to do with the game. I actually think that Brandon Bean takes the bigger hit out of anyone involved with the Bills here, because because obviously there's a few guys, but a lot of the picks that he's made over the last 3 or 4 years that were supposed to be good players, that were supposed to help, you know, take them to the next level, he's missed poorly on a lot of them. And I still go back to Joe, and Gabe's yelled about this a lot the last 24 hours. You know, when me and you sat here during the draft in April, I was very upset about this. I know on the surface, you know, it's whatever. You know, it's moving up and down the draft board. There's 200 trades throughout the entire weekend. Everyone moves around the draft board. You can't put a player of that caliber in their hands off of your slot like you did with Mahomes. And Worthy was the best wide receiver in the game last night. He just was. He was the best wide receiver in the game. I know he didn't catch the ball. That was another dopey call, but outside of that, he made impactful plays, obviously more in the first half than the second when the Bills adjusted, but he made impactful plays in that game. And the Bills gave him to the Chiefs. He gave him to him, just like they gave him Mahomes the year that the Chiefs traded up to get Mahomes. On the surface, Joe, it just looks bad, especially when you also haven't drafted well with these Elam and Kincaid and you know, and look, I think Coleman's going to be all right, but, you know, there's a reason he was
not a number one.
There's a reason why he's an early second round pick. He's not a Brian Thomas. He's not a Neighbors. He's not one of these guys. And
he doesn't even get separation. That's the problem.
He can out jump guys, which is, you know, which is you want to have a guy who could do that. I'm not saying that he doesn't have a knee, you know, he's completely useless. There's a lot of guys who were useless in that game for the Bills last night. But you need to have someone who does a little bit more than that. But it's just, Joe, it's bad optics. And the bad optics reared their head when this guy Worthy has a touchdown and is the best player in the game. It's bad optics. And that's what, between that and other things, Bean really takes a hit with me. And I don't trust him to be able to continue to maneuver and shake a little bit more around this and get the right people around. He's drafted poorly defensively.
He has. I feel like this is a therapy session. I'm letting you talk and talk. Get it all out. You feel good. And we embrace you because I know it stings a little bit more than obviously me. I just lost money. You got slapped in the belly and just your guts ripped right out of you. I know that's the way it feels. And I know that we're a little bit older and you got to bounce back, get on the horse. And that's why we're betting basketball tonight. But I mean, at the end of the day, it still stings. You know, I'm sure the IGA and everything else, you know, the IPA? What do you drink? I drink wine. What do you drink? The suds? Tell me.
We have a couple beers.
Taste this today. You know, the coffee is a little bitter. It's, you know, shaking.
Well, of course. You don't get many of, you know, you don't, unless you're the Chiefs, you don't get many of these. You know, you just don't. You don't get a lot of these opportunities.
I don't believe the refs, though, played that much of a part. Do you?
We are now 40 minutes in. Do I sound like I was upset with the officials in the game last night?
No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good, and that needs to change.
I thought there was two major plays that they messed up.
That interception, or that supposed interception, double catch. That hit the ground.
There was three things that could have been. It was either Bill's ball, or, which it wouldn't have been, by the way, I know there was a penalty on the play, but either the guy intercepted it or it was incomplete. The third option was, I thought, the least possible option, and yet that's the one that was rewarded, which was that he caught it. The ball clearly touches the ground as they're both. When have you ever seen a play, Joe, where the tip of the ball hits the ground and they still allow it?
And then there's Steratore. Well, the hand didn't move. Gene, wake up. You couldn't even tell which one was Worthy's hand.
And
this is Steratore,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Steratore stuff. And look, clearly the biggest one of the whole was the fourth down and where they spotted the football. Now, that's a key moment, Joe, because if they have a first down there up 22-21, and they could continue to move at midfield, and they potentially go up two scores there. Yes, obviously it's a much different game. But as I said to you, I can't leave it in their hands, these dopey refs, with this spot. Run a better play. You ran the same play you ran 11 times, and it didn't work. You got a half a yard instead of three quarters of a yard. It didn't happen for you. So, you know, that's where it comes down to me, Joe. And I know the refs suck. The refs suck for everybody. For me, that was more the Bills' self-inflicted wounds than bad job by the refs. Which, yes, there was a couple. It was like six holds on the punt return, too, that the guy in the Chiefs had. It was about six holds back there when the guy got the ball back at the 10-yard line. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 150.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. So there you go with all of that. Upsetting, but what can you do? It is what it is. Still got to get up for work in the morning.
That's where the rubber meets the road, my friend. The rubber meets the road.
That's it, baby. There's not much you can do.
No, not at all. It's just...
Look, it's... You know?
Now, they wanted me... Now, I just want you to know, a lot of people reached out. I'm not going to mention names. They wanted me to be a little harsh with you, and I can't. I'm not like that.
Harsh about what?
Oh, that I got the pick right, and you know it was right, and I was like, I'm not going to do
pick,
that.
Right? I mean, what is there to be harsh about? You see, the problem was the other night is, you know, you were basically talking to me like I had never watched a big game before in my life. Were talking to me. So
that's not
you were kind of like, just prepare yourself. Like, Joe, prepare myself for what? What am I, a 7-year-old kid finding out Santa Claus isn't real? Like, what are you? You're telling me to prepare myself.
Were you 7 when you found out about Santa?
I'm just giving you an example, Joe. I'm just throwing a number out there.
I figured they would wait.
What I'm saying
like
to you 12 is,
or 11.
Yeah,
12,
I mean, whatever.
You know.
What I'm trying to tell you is that. It's all like, it's just all ridiculous. I mean, we watch hundreds of these games every single year. I mean, it is what, you know, if your team's in it and you hope that they win.
Was there a part of you yesterday that thought you actually had a shot? Like, did you ever feel confident? Did you ever
As I said to you the other day, I thought this was the year they were going to beat them. I thought that they had done enough, but. You found out very early on that the same things that you thought were corrected from the past were not, just wasn't the case. And
I have
it
one
was
more
once
ask.
Again.
Right.
Yeah.
Could I ask? Did you actually, like at one point in the in the fourth quarter. Did you actually book on Trivago? Did you actually click to watch the game? Like to set it up, like to, you know, go take the trip, whether it be, you know, to watch the game or go to maybe the parade for Buffalo.
Like never going anywhere. Never going anywhere.
Now, hypothetical. Oh. If they do win a Super Bowl in your lifetime, would you fly out to Buffalo for the parade?
I mean, that would depend when and where I am in my life. I mean, if it was this year, no. I mean, I've got two small kids. They're
not winning within the next 10 years. So let's be honest. We're talking you're well into your 50s like me. I mean, 58, 59, maybe they have a young, you know, quarterback that comes in. He's zinging
all
it all over the place.
All circumstances are different.
You know?
To be quite honest with you, that you're talking about something that's probably never going to happen. So it doesn't really make a difference.
You don't think you'll ever see the Bills win a championship? Ever?
Again, when you talk to somebody who has seen what I have seen, you don't expect it's ever going to happen. You know, I know that there's these people that sit around and do all this, you know, we're going to get them next year, and you better believe, and you better do that. Yeah, that's all nonsense, man. You can call me when they're right back where they were, and we'll see if they can finally get it done. Because it takes a lot to get all the way back to that spot. It is not easy to get all the way to the end. I know that there's teams like, you know, the Chiefs that make it easy, but those are special teams. It is not easy to get all the way back. It's just not. So you got to take your opportunities when you get them. They didn't take them, and that's that.
You got to shoot your shot. You know, you got to call your shot. You'll get your chance.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about it. Like I said,
you want me
to get
your shirt? I'll get your shirt, Carver, and Lisi. You'll get your chance.
Yeah, there's no.
Come
there's
on,
no
champ.
There's no need for
come
a shirt.
Come on, champ.
There just isn't.
So come on, champ. You'll get your
fine
chance.
Fine by me.
Champ. No.
Again, like I said, I feel like I did it.
I feel like I'm sort of to blame for that now.
For what?
Because I was so adamant that the Chiefs, I was so right too that the Chiefs were gonna win. Like I feel like I sort of
To be fair, you were actually wrong about a ton of the game. You thought that the Bills were gonna lose because Allen was gonna be a loser, is what you basically said on Friday night.
Let's hope it doesn't reverse.
You get spouting all these stats from games that happened in September. Like, if that matters, and you kind of spouted all those off.
You're saying my analysis was wrong?
I'm saying your analysis was awful on the game, is what I'm saying.
Awful.
I think you caught lucky. You jumped on the team that wins all the time. So there you go.
The trend is your friend.
I'll tell you one thing.
The trend is your friend.
I'll tell you one thing. You can't talk your way out of what you thought about the first game.
All right, so.
Talking your way out of that one.
It's okay. I split. I did okay in the first game. And best bet on Pro Football Today was the over in the Bills game. I knew that defense was going to give up 30-plus. I mean, that a complete sieve. No?
I certainly wasn't. For them to win, they had to give up less than 30 points.
All right, I'll throw an olive branch your way, okay? Since now I got it out of my system now, too. I said I was going to be Darth Vader on the network, and all of a sudden I went after both co-hosts, right? I went after the Eagles co-host. They had the last laugh. And unfortunately, I slayed you with the Kansas City pick. It happens. Somebody was bound to lose. I lost the first game. I bounced back the second game, right? No? I mean.
Sure.
But I tell you what, I would have loved for your team to win and Kincaid to hit pay dirt. I mean, that ultimately would have put the biggest smile on my face. The fact that gutless tight end that you guys recruited and wanted in your building, the fact that he never steps up is absolutely pathetic.
He's awful. He stinks. Oh, they used a first round pick on that guy. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. And let me just tell you something. I know that, you know, I went after this guy, I went after that guy, I went after this one, I went after him. I'm going to tell you right now, because you got yourself, you're going to have yourself a long couple of weeks ahead of you here. I'm going to let you know, 2 weeks from now, you're going to sit in here, and you don't know what you're going to tell me. You're going to wish it was my team that won and not their team. Because you got a long 2 weeks of listening to those two guys feed you all that bird propaganda on your syndicate show, because you know they're gonna be double teaming you, bird propaganda all over the place. Fly Eagles, fly all over that city in next week, and all over. You're gonna get it left, right, and center. You're gonna wish the roles were reversed and it was just me, little old me, and my team who don't bother anybody. And not me not saying a word, as opposed to what those guys are going to do to you down there in New Orleans with the Fly Eagles Fly stuff all week long.
Maybe so I'm on the Eagles, man. Fly Eagles.
How could
fly.
You not be? How could you not
Why?
Be?
Why?
How could you not be on the Eagles? You got to be on the Eagles. Who the hell wants to root for them? Who the hell wants to root for that team?
I'll tell you what. If I get a sniff that the public is all on the Eagles, I might have to take Mahomes for the three-peat. I tell you, I said early on I take the Eagles, but if I don't like what I see down there,
public's going to be on the Eagles.
Joe Poe, Saquon
because
Buckley.
It's just like the Bill game. Everyone wants to see the Chiefs lose, so the public's going to be running to the window for Philadelphia, running.
I have a couple of prop bets I like already. Pacheco, over his total, whatever it is. Pacheco, anytime touchdown. Devontae
Smith. They can't run the ball, man. They don't run the football.
They're going to have to run the ball. They're going to have to run the ball against that front seven. Let me tell you, they're going to be well-rested. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. You know a lot of dogs on that team. A lot of bulldogs.
I
and that's
know.
That's sort of where my heart is. You know what I mean? So.
I know.
You know.
I'm aware, though.
Jack Bourne now, and N'Kobe Dean went down, and you got Cooper DeJean, and, you know, Quinyon Mitchell, and oh, boy. And old man Ben, Darius Slay.
That is a team. You're just another prime example. That is a team that knows how to draft. Look at all those guys that they have who are impactful players that they drafted.
Yeah, but they were impactful
in the last couple
players
of years.
In college. You're talking about half the Georgia Bulldogs that had the best defense in college football.
Yeah, but they're all impactful now at the top at this level too. They're all
impactful
now.
Who put Jordan Davis on the map? Who put Jordan Davis on the map?
I know.
You were tooting Keon Coleman as the second coming of Andre Reed or Eric Moulds. I don't know. You tell me. You want to talk about Johnny Skidmarks? Look at the stains inside Keon Coleman's shorts. I mean, this guy, I mean, non-existent. Non-existent.
You know what was unfortunate for him? He was getting it, and he was starting to figure it out. And he was becoming a big part of the offense. And he broke his hand in that Seattle game. He caught a touchdown in the game, too. He played great in that game. And then he missed a month or 5 weeks, whatever it was. And then he just, they never really worked him back in after that.
So you're saying it's the kid's fault. It's the kid's fault.
Well, it's not the kid's fault. I mean, he broke his hand. Whatever it was that he did, he got hurt. And that took him out of the flow. And, you know, I know they like the everybody eats thing with the seven different guys that can catch the ball, eight different guys. They need someone who's a little bit more reliable, that when he's out on the field, you know that defenses are keying him, because it didn't end up being Cooper. They didn't use Cooper properly.
And not to go, I forget about Cooper. This Klay Thompson, 6 of 8 from 3-point land. The first quarter,
I told
he's got 18.
You didn't bet
this
him.
This guy's a hack. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. 6 of 8.
That's how it goes.
Come on.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.